With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A federal judge on Thursday ordered the U.S. government to temporarily leave roads open on a northern Wisconsin reservation, giving non-tribal homeowners hope that they can maintain access to their properties for a while longer. U.S. District Judge William Conley's preliminary injunction is the latest twist in an escalating dispute between the Lac-des-Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, the town of Lac-des-Flambeau, and scores of non-tribal property owners who rely on the roads to access their homes. Easements for the roads expired about a decade ago, and the tribe and the town have been unable to negotiate new ones. The tribe at one point barricaded the roads. The roads reopened when the town started paying for monthly access permits. Conley's injunction said the arrangement has depleted the town's entire road budget for 2024. The tribe has threatened to block the roads again if the town doesn't make a payment in October. The U.S. Department of Justice sued on the tribe's behalf in May 2023, seeking damages from the town for trespassing. More than 70 homeowners have joined the lawsuit in hopes of establishing access rights. Conley's injunction orders the U.S. government to do nothing to block the roads while the lawsuit is pending. The judge stopped short of applying the injunction to the tribe, noting it's unclear whether forcing the tribe to abide by the order would violate its sovereign immunity. But he ordered the Department of Justice to share the injunction with the tribe and tell tribal leaders that he expects them to leave the roads open. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling on Postmaster General Louis DeJoy to reverse course on his Delivering for America plan. She says it has led to critical delays in people receiving medication, bills, and other important information. In a letter to DeJoy, Baldwin said, despite your promise that the Delivering for America plan would modernize and transform the Postal Service, your policies are merely diminishing the quality of customer service and creating significant mail delays, including for rural newspaper delivery. Autumn Hill is the publisher and owner of the Iron County Miner newspaper in Hurley. She said complaints from subscribers started coming in when the Delivering for America plan was first implemented in 2021. Those complaints have increased significantly this summer.
We just started receiving an unprecedented number of phone calls and email messages from our subscribers telling us that they were experiencing extreme delivery delays of up to 2 and 3 weeks, and sometimes weren't receiving their newspapers at all, and then sometimes their newspapers were coming 2 or 3 at a time.
Hill worries she'll lose subscribers over this. According to Senator Tammy Baldwin's office, the Mellon Weekly Record in Mellon reported hearing from subscribers less than 30 miles away that their newspapers had been delivered 2 to 4 weeks late. The Lakeland Times in Minocqua estimates it has lost nearly 500 subscribers and $100,000 from subscription cancellations over the past 4 years. WXPR reached out to the U.S. Postal Service for a response. They said they'd respond to Senator Baldwin directly. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland visited Rhinelander for a campaign event for Kamala Harris. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to her about efforts to get rural communities to the polls.
The presidential election is fast approaching, and that means campaigning has ramped up. Deb Haaland, Secretary of the Interior and the former Congresswoman from New Mexico, visited Rhinelander in her personal capacity for an Oneida County Women for Harris meet-and-greet event. She said she's hoping to energize rural communities in particular. Trump's campaign has also focused on rural Wisconsin with a recent rally in Mosinee.
The rural communities are very important to the vice president and the governor, and we just want to make sure they know how important they are to the future of our country.
Haaland says she's worked alongside the Biden-Harris administration successfully and feels confident that Harris understands the importance of government-to-government relationships between tribal nations and the United States.
I know that she cares deeply about the future that we're leaving to our children. And so for that reason, of course, I am very supportive of her.
Wisconsin Need a Vote is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that's been working since 2012 to combat Native voter disenfranchisement. They don't endorse any candidate. Maria Haskins is a manager and organizer.
You know, a lot of the work that Native Vote does, like, it's not just about, like, getting out there and getting somebody's commitment, but it's about investing in communities and letting them know that, you know, we want to make sure that everybody has a fair shot at democracy and that we're here to help make sure that happens.
In August, the organization held a massive Native tailgating event at a Brewers game to encourage voter registration. They've commissioned local artists to create murals to increase voter turnout, held listening sessions with elders, and met with young voters at tribal colleges. For rural voters who struggle to get to polls, Wisconsin Native Vote has organized rides and worked with tribal transit systems. Their message, vote for our seventh generation. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed in Rhinelander.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources hopes hunters will get their deer tested for chronic wasting disease. The disease is deadly to deer. The CDC, along with several other health agencies, warn against humans consuming any meat from deer that test positive, although there have not been any reported cases of CWD infection in people. Deer can still appear healthy for months after getting chronic wasting disease, which is why testing them is crucial. The DNR said testing involves using the deer head with 5 inches of neck attached. DNR deer health specialist Aaron Larson says test results come back relatively quickly.
We actually had our fastest turnaround time last year, which was about 9 days statewide. So what that is from the time that the hunter drops off the deer at a sampling location to when we send the result out was about 9 days last year.
There are four main options for testing. The DNR has 24/7 self-service kiosks. Meat processors and other local businesses can collect the head for sampling. Hunters can pick up a kit ahead of time and do an at-home lymph node extraction, or hunters can make an appointment with the local DNR staff. More information can be found on the DNR website. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.